time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.
Get home?
Who can relax in this mess of traffic? Must be a wreck or something overhead.
If this keeps up, we'll get caught in the rain.
Yeah. Looks like a big storm building up, too.
Mm.
Hey, remember that shortcut?
Which one?
A little tarred road that goes across through Centerville and comes out on the other highway.
Oh, yes, the one we took last summer.
Yes, that's right. I'll turn off there and get out of this jam. I'd like to get as far as possible before that storm hits us.
Why don't you put out your hand?
Oh, darling. Don't get mad.
He cut right in front of me to turn to that garage.
Well, perhaps he needed petrol. do we have plenty?
Well, no, I'll have to stop and get some. Turn on the radio, shall we?
All right.
Police this afternoon issued two warnings to all residents. To be on the lookout for Nellie Gullar, a middle-aged woman described as dangerous and insane. She escaped this morning from Rescue Mental Hospital after fatally butchering a doctor, a nurse, and a ward attendant with a meat cleaver. This is the same Nellie Gullar who a year ago murdered three persons on a city street, also using a meat cleaver as a weapon at that time.
Oh, my mother.
This station will broadcast a full description on our regular news.
I'm kidding. We aren't the only crazy people around.
Anyone who may know of the whereabouts of this woman is asked to communicate with the police.
How'd you change it?
I didn't want to listen anymore. Let's get home quickly. I don't like being out here with that woman running loose.
There's the storm. Wind up the window. Now what?
What's wrong?
I don't know. Police all over the road.
Oh, I suppose they're looking for that crazy woman.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hold it a minute.
What's up, officer?
Just a check. Anything in the back seat?
Just a blanket and a lunchbox.
Oh, we went for a picnic.
Yes, ma'am. Seen any hitchhikers?
No. Just traffic.
Okay. Run along, please.
Are you looking for the crazy woman?
Move along. Come on, let's go.
If not.
He's busy.
What are you doing?
Listen.
All residents and motorists are warned to be on the alert for the escaped insane woman. She is described as tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, and rather heavy. She may still be armed with a meat cleaver. 100 men are searching, and they're prepared to shoot on sight. Now, here's another bulletin on the case which just came in. Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found by police near Central.
Is that shortcut?
I'll repeat that.
They haven't found
the bodies of an elderly couple.
This will get us out of that traffic.
A car near Centerville on a lonely car road. Police are certain they were killed by Nellie Gullar, the insane woman now at large. Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman.
They haven't caught her yet.
No.
She is tall,
turn it up,
head, has broad shoulders and long arms. She is believed to be armed with the meat cleaver, which she used in her escape.
Go on, turn it off.
You wanted to hear it.
Well, that's enough of it. Well, this shortcut will save us a lot of time.
You've driven off the highway.
Sure, I told you when I did it. You've come over a mile already. Saves a lot of time.
Didn't Didn't you hear what the radio said about staying off lonely roads?
We just have to go across to the other highway. It won't take long.
Sure?
Of course. We go past Centerville, then take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Centerville is where she just killed those two people.
Oh, you're acting like a child. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole area is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch her. Storm? Shall we?
Oh, yes, I suppose I'm silly. David.
What?
The petrol gauge says empty.
There's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it been at empty?
Well, I don't know. I'll get some when we get across to the other highway.
Scared.
Relax, darling. Rain and wind always make us nervous as a cat. It's all right.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
There's something ahead.
Well, don't stop.
It's only a sign.
That crazy woman could be around
here. Look, I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Calm down, will you? Into the left way. I'll take this road.
Centerville. This must be the road where she killed those...
Dorothy, please.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm jumping. I'm sure this is the road where she killed those people.
Look, will you stop
That's
it, Dorothy?
That's why the police had a roadblock. The crazy woman might be anywhere. Where in these woods?
Yes, but not necessarily where we are. Oh.
What's the matter?
Ah, fine. What a place to run out of juice.
No. You mean we're stuck here?
Oh, for the time being, anyway.
Crazy woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
Look, she's nowhere near us. Will you calm down?
Quick, turn off the headlights.
What? Did you see something?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, darling, I'm scared.
I should have got petrol.
Don't put on the headlights, please.
Why?
She'll see us if you do.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I'm putting them on.
Please, darling, please, please turn them off.
Listen, Dorothy, I don't want this silly thing to get the better of you.
Look at the headlights poking into the darkness at nothing but wet bushes and trees and rain falling. Please, darling.
Oh, all right. There, they're off. You feel better sitting in the dark?
Yes. Oh, if only the thunder and lightning would stop. The rain.
Look, Dorothy, there's no sense sitting here all night. Now, it's only a few minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm going to walk up the road a bit, and there might be a house or something.
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you.
Well, Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
Why, safer here than out there. She's probably hiding in the woods, just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right where we've run out of juice?
Why can't she be here? Please stay in the car.
Oh. All right.
Quick, lock the doors inside.
Why, what's it? Look, she's nowhere near us.
Oh, don't be mad at me, darling. I'm so scared.
If she's out there, she can easily smash the windows.
Oh, darling, don't scare me anymore. Look, I know I'm being silly, but I can't help it.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Come here. Let me put the bridge. I put your head on my shoulder. There. Go ahead and try to make you feel better. There.
quiet and lonely here. I wish it were morning.
Look, Dorothy, I'll run up the road. There might be a house in that handy.
Please, please, please. David, listen. You hear that?
What? I don't hear anything. It's a dog. A little dog barking.
Oh, dear.
I guess it's only a lost dog, or perhaps there's a house nearby.
Well, the crazy woman.
What?
He's out there.
Send me the back to her.
She'll kill us.
Is the door locked on your side?
Yes. What if she breaks the window? She has a cleaver.
That flash of lightning, I saw somebody.
Is it the crazy woman?
I can't tell. She's lying on the road.
Can you see her? Is she still there?
It's too dark to see. To wait for the lightning. Yes, I saw her. She's getting her now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill.
Look, calm down now, please, please.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She must be running. Didn't see the car and ran right into it.
David! She's at the window.
That's okay. Oh, get away from that window.
She's trying to get into the car.
Oh, look at that face in her hair. Go away!
Don't let her in.
Maybe we can scare her. But look, you go away. We've got a gun. We'll shoot.
It worked. She's staring at us.
I'm on here. I'll shoot.
She's coming back.
Please, don't leave me out here. Please. This woman will kill me. Please.
Take your pipe and hold it like a gun. It'll look like a gun.
Where is it? Oh, in the... Give it to me, quick. Now, look. I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot.
She's backing away.
Keep going before I start shooting.
She's gone. She's disappeared.
Well, we can't get out now. We're going to sit here all night and wait for help.
Can you see her? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's out there, though. She'll be planning how to get into this car.
What are we going to do? She's the one I know. She didn't have a cleaver.
Well, she must have dropped it with you. When she ran into the car.
Her face was all twisted and her hair hanging down.
She must be back there looking for the cleaver now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Dorothy, now stop it. Stop it, Dorothy.
She'll kill us.
Get away from there. Stay out of this car now.
I'm coming in. I can't stand it out here.
Stay out of the car. I warn you, I've got a gun.
You wouldn't shoot me.
Go away. You're crazy. We know all about you.
I'm not the crazy woman. Believe me. Let me in.
Don't do it, David. She's trying to trick us.
Listen to me, David. I've been running in this awful storm. My car's stuck in the ditch back there.
How far back?
I don't know. It seems like miles. I heard about the crazy woman on the radio. I was afraid to stay in the car alone. Oh, please, let me in.
But no.
Go back to your own car.
No. It's so dark and so lonely. This awful storm. I locked the doors, but I was afraid. I could see things, could hear things in the dark, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I just got out and ran. It's the rain. That's why I look like this. I'm not the crazy woman. Let me in, please. Let me in.
Perhaps she isn't a crazy woman. Perhaps she's just scared and exhausted.
No, she's the one I know.
Oh, look, the crazy woman has a cleaver. I'm not armed. the three of us will be safer together.
That makes sense to me, Dorothy. We would be safer with one more person.
Oh, dear.
Look, let me in. Please, I'm wet to the skin.
I'm going to unlock the door, Dorothy. All right, get in. But make one move and I'll shoot you.
Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, it's so good to sit down.
There was a blanket on the floor back there with you. Try and dry yourself with it.
Oh, the darkness and the rain. It was enough to drive me out of my mind.
Well, try and rest.
I just ran and ran. All I could hear was feet chasing after me, hunting me.
Well, just take it easy. You're all right now. Do you live near here?
Farther out, near Restview. I used to live in the city.
Restview is the mental hospital.
Yes, I know. I'm used to the crazy people, but not at night in a lonely place like this. Not the kind who kill people.
You live at Restview?
Oh, no. No, just near there.
Say, if we can't sit here not knowing, if we could get to a phone.
A phone? Why?
To call the police to get some help.
No, don't do that.
Well, why not? Why don't you want the police called?
I do, but you'd be killed.
What?
That woman, she'll kill him if he goes away from this car.
There's the dog again. Do you hear it?
Somebody's out there.
Well, might be a house nearby. Perhaps it's barking to be let in.
It senses somebody. There's somebody out there. That's why it's barking.
The crazy woman's creeping around out there.
Quick, let's get away before we're caught.
Look out, David.
Well, let me go. What are you trying to do?
Stop the car, quick. We'll get away.
We're out of petrol.
Out of petrol?
Well, you don't think we parked here for the fun of it, do you?
Stop barking.
What does it mean?
I'm so helpless. She could kill us easily.
Just can't sit there. We've got to get away.
Look, I'm not a magician, madam. I can't make petrol out of
look,
rain.
You can't stay here the whole night. Do you hear me?
Look, let me go. There's nothing I can do.
Well, try something, anything. Just don't sit there.
Just can't. David, stop us.
Oh, cut it out, will you? That was all in hysterics.
All right. I'm sorry.
I think so.
Look, I've got an idea. Give me your gun.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why. I can't sit here all night. I'll go mad. But give me the gun and then I'll go. I won't be afraid of the dark and the feet following me. I'll go, I promise you, but give me the gun.
No, sit down.
Please. I'll go, I promise. I can't stand sitting in the dark like this.
Make her stop.
Yes, I told you to shut up on her. If you don't, I'll make you get out of the car.
You wouldn't. Not unarmed. Not into the woods again. You're nice people, aren't you? Or do you want me to leave you so you can shoot me?
Oh,
is that it?
Stop it. We're not going to shoot you. We haven't got a gun. It's only a pipe.
Dorothy, you...
A pipe? A smoking pipe?
I'm sorry.
Then you're unarmed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's quiet.
Why did you tell me you had a gun?
Why does it make any difference to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Perhaps you two are more dangerous than the crazy woman.
I'll tell you what I think. I think you're the crazy one. The way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car.
Stop it. Don't excite her.
Don't excite me? Why? Perhaps you think I'm dangerous. An old woman you took into your car. Two of you, and you're afraid of me.
No, we're not afraid of you. Now, you sit back in that seat and don't try anything. I'm watching you all the time.
Time for what? What are you going to do? You two are up to something.
Oh, shut up. My wife meant now's the time to go back.
No, I didn't. Now's the time for us to escape. Can't you see? She's the one. She'll kill us.
You little...
Stop it. Now sit back in that seat.
You haven't got a gun.
No, I haven't, but I've got a knife.
David.
I've got a knife and it's sharp. Now, don't try any tricks.
All right. Threaten me. Watch me. While that woman's out there, all you can do is to sit and wait for her to make the next move.
She can kill us like that old man and woman. It must have been on the same road. They were in their car, too. They must have let her in.
We'll leave them, the three of us. Look, we'll walk. We'll stay close together. We'll be quiet. And anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us.
Don't get out of the car, David. We'll be killed.
How would we find our way? It's too dark.
Oh, we will. We'll find our way.
Look out there. The road's full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. She wants to kill us.
Kill you?
Hey, look, if you want to go, why don't you leave? You don't need us. We're willing to stay here until help comes.
I'd be helpless alone. If I had a gun or something. Your knife.
Why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police?
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods.
Oh, now, Dorothy, darling, please don't.
It was your idea to use this wrench. You wouldn't listen to me and stop for petrol.
Well, I couldn't help it. I got lost.
Oh, do something. Do something before we're murdered. Are you so helpless?
All right. I am going to do something. I'll go for help.
That's it. You get help.
Look.
What?
In her hand. I saw it in the moonlight. It glittered.
What is it?
Your wife's hysterical.
She's holding it. A piece of broken glass, long and pointed. See, she doesn't answer. She's just watching us. What's she waiting for?
It's from the broken window. That's where she got it.
So what if I have? I'm not going to sit here defenseless.
She's going to attack us.
Oh, don't be silly. It was all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I be armed?
Give me that.
Give it to you. You think I'm crazy? You couldn't protect us from anything.
Well, I'll see about that.
Oh. David, what are you doing?
Why are you climbing over the seat?
Come now, I warn you. I'm through letting my wife be terrified. Now give me that glass.
Get away from me.
Once I'd left the car, you were going to butcher my wife for that broken glass, weren't you?
No!
You
gave
me, David.
Give me the
glass. Let me alone.
She's going to kill us. There's lights. There's a car coming.
Hey there, you're in the car. Why are you parked there?
It's police at
last. We ran out of juice.
What a night to run out of juice. Couldn't have picked a better spot. What with that woman running around loose?
Officer, we want to kill you.
Farmer up the road called. He said his dog's been barking or something.
Yeah, well, we caught her.
Who? The crazy woman. Yeah. She's in the back seat. She's
what? No, she's alive. Badly hurt, though.
She was trying to kill us.
We'll get her to a hospital. You come with me.
She was trying to kill us.
Lucky you didn't kill her. We captured that crazy woman half an hour ago. I don't know who this lady is. Come on, give me a hand with her.
time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.